Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely.
Very.
Very.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or a neutral opinion of that individual. Robin Ficker.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you. Larry Hogan.
Yes, I like him a lot.
Very favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Chris Chafee.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I know who he is.
Favorable, unfavorable, neutral.
He's not running for Senate.
No, but they want to know if you recognize the name, that's all.
I do recognize the name.
So do you have a favorable opinion of him or unfavorable?
I'm neutral.
Neutral, thank you so much. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
To a certain point.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. How about Israel? Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Job creation and economic development.
Moderately important.
Somewhat important.
Yes.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Somewhat important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Not important at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? It does not make no difference to you.
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Thank you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As Senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or it does not make no difference to you?
I'm probably less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you.
I voted for him before, but I don't think I'd vote for him again.
Okay, thank you. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or it does make no difference to you?
I'm not going to vote for Ficker, so it doesn't
okay.
make any difference.
Okay, thank you. Great, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each piece,
you don't have to tell
okay.
me.
Okay, so. So everything is much more likely with Larry Hogan?
I am going to vote for him. It doesn't matter. I'm voting for Larry Hogan.
Okay. Can I just read you? I just got to read it verbatim. Do you mind, or do you want me to just feel much more likely?
No, I mean, I know I'm voting for him, so everything
okay. Okay, so I'm just going to read you what he's, what he stands for. I know you're voting for him. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely? That's likely for,
well,
makes a difference. Much more likely. I already wrote it down. I said Governor Larry Hogan, locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Thank you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. It just makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election, I know you already told me, but I have to read it verbatim. Election for United States Senate were held today. For whom would you vote? Ron Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else? You already told me.
I'd vote for Larry Hogan. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'm a moderate Republican.
Thank you. The last few questions are for, we're almost done, we got 90%. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and would assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. Okay, and this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. I appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye.